We will be starting. Oh, okay. Thank you for joining me this morning for our ATS marketing training. Thank you, Mateo. So today, what we are doing is we're going to just kind of touch on the last couple of ones that we talked about, which was the evaluate stage, which was steps 1 and 2, complete your marketing assessment and conduct your discovery research. I have received homework from Mr. Vince Anderson and Ms. Pamela Norris, beautifully written out and sent over. Thank you very much. And what we were discussing about those two is the first one is complete a marketing assessment. Basically, what do you have everything you need? Are your goals aligned? Do you have the staff in place? Do you have the marketing in place? Do you have everything you need? Who are your key executives on it? Who are your sales leaders? And with that, you're making sure that your first marketing assessment is saying, hey, this is our internal marketing assessment. We have everybody we need to have in place. We have the programs we need to have in place. We have we have what we need. Now let's move on to the next step. The next step was conduct your discovery research. Your discovery research is where you thoroughly analyze your company, your audience, your competitors, and your industry. How you do your competitor analysis, brand positioning, marketing strategies, their pricing, their product mix, their website. You just go through and research your competitors to see how they're marketing, what they're doing, how their strategies look, what are their prices, what is their product mix, like what are they selling compared to your product, how do they compare, like comparison analysis, and their website. If their website catches your attention, then most likely it's catching the audience attention. Or what does their social media look like? Are they doing the social media? Do you have them? Are they blasted everywhere? Do you just see something randomly pop up from them every blue moon? So those are the things that you're looking at when conducting your discovery research. You also want to know the industry trends and reports. What's the trend in your industry? What are the reports looking like? Your internal brand surveys. What do people say about your brand versus what they say about other brands? You know, your customer database. Are you segmenting it? Are you really focusing on several different segments of your customer database? Or are you just focused on one line? You know, your management team interviews. Who are you going to be interviewing? How is that going to look? And then your marketing analytics. You know, like what program works better with other programs? Your social, your SEO websites, your website reviews. Like, what do people say about your website versus someone else's website? What does your call to action look like? Is everything above the fold on your landing page? Is it above the fold, or do they have to search for it? You know, Antonio says make the user. My brain just looks like the user, the end user.
Right. Everything's about the end
user. Yeah. How does it look to the end user? Is it easy for the end user, or do they
think that way first?
Yes.
Build backwards.
Think about the end user first and build backwards. So when it comes to your website, when it comes to your landing pages, how does it look to the end user? Have a random person check out your website and give their honest opinion. Have your friends check out your website and tell them, hey, don't just tell me that it's great because you're my friend. No, I need you to go in as a consumer and treat my website like you would treat Amazon, like you would treat Walmart, like you would treat whatever website they shop on. They need to treat your website the same way because you want to get the end user analysis of your site. Because if your family goes on there and is like, well, it took me too long to get to this page, how do you think your end users are going to feel? And the attention span of humans is what, 7 seconds now, and then we're out of there.
Seconds.
The attention span of humans is 7 seconds now, and
seven,
then we're out.
Seconds.
It's 7 or 8 seconds, and at that point, you lost them. And then we suffer with decision fatigue. If you put too much on there, and there's so much, and they're just going to get tired of making decisions and decide, you know what, I'll just come back to it later, and may not. So these are all of the things that you're doing. You're doing during the evaluation phase of your marketing plan. So today, what we're going to do is discuss calculating your marketing budget and then building a marketing scorecard. Now, I have some good news.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.